Reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Volume 1, Chapter 5, Text 82. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vichit Upacha Artevatakuti Adarsana Jivana Satnam Saranam Praha Aha Parantatakve. Richard said, Mother Kunti, life is life. Tormented with sorrow, remembering how Krishna had at times shown his mercy and at other times not, and spoke pitifully, tears in her eyes. Commentary, like her sons and their wife, is a transcendental soul, that's the mercy of Christ. This is the truth no matter what she says. The ecstasy of separation, Vipralamba Bhav, tells her to complain sorrowfully as if an ordinary woman. Rikshit Maharaj qualifies his description here by saying, Shokarta Eva, quote, as if lamenting, end quote, to help clarify the real situation. Jnana Timananda Jnananda Sulakaya Daksurin Mulitam Yena I say Chaitanya manobhistam apitam yena bhutale ayam rupa kadamayam sati sapadantam. Mancha kopa turubhyascha patu bhayebhacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Aishnavebhyo Nam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Vasude Gaurabhak. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Greetings from Sridhar Mayapur. Just finished. It's the place I'm staying, the Vaishnav Academy. Gave me only a apartment. Beautiful apartment. Have a multi make facade out. And next to it, wall. And had a nice program. 50. Appreciate it. And every day the number is getting bigger. People are happy to be able to serve it. So, they invited to more places than I could. And I'm now going to Grahi Lodge is here. Having a really nice time together. So read the part of Brihat Bhagavatamrita, of course, Narada is with the Pandavas, and the Pandavas are so exalted. The intimacy and depth of their love attracted and bound Krishna. Pray that Krishna does whatever he can for them. Krishna loves his devotee. Therefore, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, even though Lord Chaitanya has such high ecstasy, sometimes he controls them because sometimes his ecstasies are the mood of separation, which appears to be very painful, and he can't tolerate seeing his devotees in distress. God is the supreme enjoyer. He's enjoying love. Joy, love, one has to love. Because joy, love most from those who love. Transcendental situation. Krishna has infinite love for his devotees. Devotees have infinite love for Krishna. That's what Vrindavan means. That's what Mayapur means. These places, and if you beg for the holy name, perhaps if you're fortunate, top of that sentiment may come to you. Certainly, Narada is appreciating the depth of love. And as he has done with all the preceding people he's visited, when they pointed to him, a higher devotee or a more intimate devotee. He's expressing his appreciation. And because the devotee is not self-centered at all, not into being the center, not into being praised, not into being served, the only desire of others. Desire of God's devotees, and the needs of comforts of all other living entities. Devotees desire of others, focused in his heart. And therefore, he doesn't speak or appreciate being put in the center by praise. And if it is his service to accept it, accepts it only in the mood of service. As a service to one's spiritual master, one may accept praise. Just like Yudhisthira, he wanted opulence, he wanted wealth, but it was pure. Because he wanted that opulence and wealth, that people would be attracted to devotional service. That they would see that the devotee receives God's love overtly. Although the devotee is receiving God's love, even when God takes everything away. And what the devotee values is not things, but relationships, spiritual relationships, which acquire the heartfelt feelings of the soul. That's what the devotee appreciates. And for that, a devotee can give up the world. You can't pay the devotee to do anything else. Satisfied in a simple relationship with God, because that's what is satisfying. But satisfying is our essence. Our essential quality is God's servant. And other desires that we have, although some also require the conditioned state to be peaceful, are ultimately a misrepresentation of that desire, and ultimately won't fill one. One will only be finally fulfilled and his heart is ultimately completely satisfied with love of God. It's all part of the nectar of devotion. Questions. Where to repose one's love so one, to the highest limit so one will be satisfied. And that's God. Because God is artha, God is real. He actually exists as God. Therefore, to love God is to love something. Or to love something in relationship to God. It's what everything else is in relationship to God. This is God's energies. So, and it's nitya, it's eternal. That type of love doesn't end with the body. So it's the ultimate resting place of one's satisfaction love. That's real shelter, because shelter means where are your needs met? Your ultimate need is a full, loving, satisfying, loving relationship. That's your real need. And that real shelter is Krishna. That's what faith is. That in this relationship, there's nothing else left to be said. The devotee has that type of confidence. So, God is appreciating all these pure devotees. And it's wonderful for us to read about them, to inspire our own devotion, because that's how devotion comes to the heart. Any quality comes to the heart by the meditation on it. The exemplars are that you feel are the exemplars, and by the meditation on them, you get their qualities. Thus, you get the qualities of that which you desire to appreciate. So, hearing about these. And when they are glorified, because they're so much in the service, actively deflect that person. Here, in these high sentiments of these, said you're an object of mercy, some so emotional separation from Krishna. Fine, but the fact that they can't be praised for anything, even being a receptacle of mercy, they militantly reject that. Even if it criticizes Krishna, the Arjuna, it's, oh, Arjuna, you're so great. The receptacle of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna said, yeah, what's the Bhagavad Gita? Krishna denied me to killing my relatives. But it's just, as Prabhupada has explained, the purport, it's just this emotion of love. Don't expect rationale is at the platform. Everything that comes out of a devotee's heart is based on that relationship. And Mahadev and Nakula, they couldn't see why Krishna has I'm suffering. The world is vacant or absent. That's a devotional. What does vacant mean? Vacant means rest, no value, no meaning. As somehow some of us may sometimes get depressed, it happens. Everything loses meaning. Nobody gets depressed, but it's a relationship to love. Krishna's not here, nothing has meaning. Everything is vacant in your absence. Kind of a spiritual depression. And what mercy Krishna has left. What kind of mercy Krishna give us, he left. And same thing with Draupadi, even though she does remember how Krishna reciprocated to her and saved her in so many ways, she can only say, Krishna is not here, what mercy is. And now Pariksit is describing this story further to his mother. As you can remember, summarizing the Bhagavatam to his mother, great devotee, Uttara, who came to him in his last day. He didn't have much time to live. He said, please explain to me what you heard. And he's summarizing Bhagavatam is a message. It's not a particular form. The same message can be take many forms according to the audience in which that message is being taught. Bhagavatam can expand and contract. Bhagavatam is a Bhagavatam class, is also the Bhagavatam. And this Brihad Bhagavatamrita is Bhagavatam because it's the message of the Bhagavatam. It's about the glory of Krishna and the glory of the devotees who love Krishna. That's what the Bhagavatam is. It's the book. The Bhagavatam is about the Bhagavat. Bhagavat means the Bhagavat. And the person Bhagavat speaks about the Bhagavat. The Bhagavat speaks, it tells you about the person Bhagavat, the great devotee. And just as the Bhagavatam has a natural progression of intimate love through the cantos, coming to the ninth canto, Ramachandra, and then the tenth canto, which is Krishna, Sringadev, as it has that progression of devotion, so the Brihad Bhagavatamrita also has a progression of devotion. As Narada is seeking his topmost devotee. And now, Rikshit is giving that description of Kunti. Sight of Krishna was life. That's what love means. Love means that the object of your love is your life. And if the object of your love is not your life, then the object of love is not your life. And she's tormented with dukkha, with sorrow. Tormented. Why is she shoka? Why is she tormented with sorrow? She's remembering the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, she speaks pitifully. Tears in her eyes, and as the purport said, she is a transcendental soul. That's the mercy of Krishna. But this is how the full mercy of Krishna manifests. The full mercy of Krishna manifests in love. Such a degree, Krishna is absent. Of course, ultimately, Krishna is not absent. Krishna is there in his bhava manifestation. Our separation from God is a separation in consciousness. It's actually, where is there not God? The only where place there is not God are in the illusion that God is. God is... God is reality. Only in the... And why don't you see God? Because if God is fulfilling your desire, be the enjoyer, he necessitates divine purpose. And it's that desire that's in it. If we don't spot. And you have love, and you appreciate God, and want God, want your position. That is actually... If you have devotion. You're reading in Chaitanya Bhagavat today when Chaitanya said he's taking sannyas and how crushed the devotees are. Because Lord Chaitanya has so much love for his devotees, he had to pacify him, and he said that. gave the same message that Uddhava gave to the I'm here in my love. Way you can, I'll be manifest in my love in Kali Yuga is in the congregational chanting of the holy names of God and in the blissful process of worshiping His. That's how Krishna is manifest to us. One who's absorbed those sentiments, Krishna actually appears. No separation in that sense. So, but anyway, with the halo or pastime, she's feeling great separation, which increases her love. That's what pastime is. That's what Leela is. The ultimate reality is this intense exchange between God and God's energies. Exchange between source of energy and the energy itself is love, because energy is meant to serve the source of energy. The essence of all Shakti or love is to please or to love. The ultimate reality, exchange of deep love, which is kept at the height of love by or pastimes between Krishna and his devotees. So, at pastime, sometimes there's separation, sometimes there's union. Srila Gauravinda Maharaj explained that love, reality, like a flowing river, which remains forceful for two strong embankments. The embankments that keep the river of prema forceful are the embankment of union and the embankment of separation. Feel those sentiments. Here Kunti said, and we should listen to her devotion and tune our hearts to hers. That's what good poetry does and good bhakti poetry does. Poetry means also Bhagavatamrita, which is in poetry. It expresses love and devotion and makes you feel that love. Her love for Krishna, when we listen attentively, and some aspiration and open heart, desire for bhakti, and that bhakti comes to us. We get to become with her sentiment. But Kunti says, I had no husband to protect me. Krishna always interceded just in time to save me and my sons from calamity. This I understood, that Krishna's mercy on me was special, greater even than his mercy on his mother, Devaki. So, why? Because Kunti is more dependent. The more dependent you are on someone, loving, the more they give you shelter. The more you actually have need from someone loving or care of you. So now she's expressing how she see greater than Devaki. Why greater than Devaki? Rocky wasn't as because Devaki had husband care of her. And therefore, Kunti can her protective only. Therefore, Krishna, it's like a parent with a child be your loving character. child is youngest, and even when they get older, who that so ecstasy. That's how we develop Rupa, who chant the holy Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We should see Krishna. And after we see Krishna, then we should remember his shelter. When we see Krishna and remember his shelter, that should invoke love or devotion in our heart. That's the basic core of chanting. So when you chant Krishna's name, you should see and remember Krishna. Remember Krishna's qualities. For us, that quality means that Krishna is shelter. Krishna is there for us. See, a person that looks back on his life and reflects on the realizations that one's gained, greatest difficulties one has undergone, and has understood how those realizations have molded the mind to a higher state of consciousness, always remembers God's mercy. Qualities of shelter of God, Sharanagati, God is the protector. Is that sense God is the protector? And he does what's best. One is convinced of that. Leads a life of devotion and taking shelter. Understands how everything happened to opportunity for growth made one person. Now, so she said, oh, I got mercy. Now, thought that Krishna is merciful to me never enters my mind, for everywhere in our home says neighbor, I hear the loud mourning of women have relatives at night. She cannot think special affection because at the station of family. Anyway, these are spiritual. Therefore, deprived of seeing him, I beg Krishna to take away our wealth for this more calamities. Right, so this is the classical value. Values more than other Krishna. That's his values. If Krishna is there, that is good. And she realizes that in her absolute dependence, Krishna was. And therefore she prays. That created the necessity for dependence, that attracted the shelter. That's a verse in the public prayer. Tatsa tatsa jikakuru bhavato dharma. Those calamities happen again and that we could see you again and again. That's open. Does that after Puna Chakra Day and Puna Jama 19:1 on giving up this body will never take birth again. What is good and what is bad, it's what brings us closer to Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada once said that one has a spiritual and material destiny. What does it mean that you have a spirit? The same thing may happen to you, even though you're a devotee, at a chart, an astrological chart, taking shelter of Krishna, you're free from karma, then you see that your destiny is the same. It's not the same, because when you have a faith in God and a spiritual realization, the most difficult circumstances may be the opportunities for moral growth and ultimate happiness. So one actually sees that. So what could be the worst situation to someone without transcendental knowledge, the same situation may be the best situation. So in that sense, his karma has completely changed by becoming a devotee. In fact, the karma is removed. Why? Because karma is happiness and distress. The happiness and distress is removed because the devotee becomes beyond duality. But it's the tragedy of being of Maharaj Cricket, of being cursed to die in 7 days, is the blessing of the devotee to prepare for death and achieve the ultimate destination. But you're up. I don't know if you know Bhakti Nick. Let's hear the Bhag of murder. I may have to end the class early, various reasons, but Krishna gave the Pandavas their kingdom freed from 20 opponents. Now thinking the brother's satisfied, he's abandoned us and now resides in. So I had given up hope that he will ever come back. Now I think his real mercy would be my quick death. That's how deeply Krishna. There's these horrible dogs wailing in the background. You can hear any sense here, but wild. So there are 5 bhavas. There are 5 bhavas or 5 emotional components to heighten. Jiva Goswami compares it to sweet rice. That a connoisseur will only appreciate sweet rice when all the ingredients are perfect. So Krishna is a connoisseur of love. And he appreciates love when love is perfectly heightened, highest degree, by the emotional experiences that are created by the Leela Shakti, pastime poetry. Different circumstances that involve various bhavas of emotions, which when mixed together create rasa, sweetest taste of the highest experience of devotion and love. One of those bhavas is Vyabhichari bhav, transitory emotions that come from the ocean of love to increase the ocean of love. Like anxiety. The anxiety in relationship to love increases love. Despair in relationship to love increases love. And in the transcendental platform, that love is the highest ecstasy. One of the Vyabhichari bhavs is death, near death. That the separation from Krishna is so great that one really gives up one's life, only remains alive, and understands the death of Krishna. Kunti, such an exalted yogi, she cannot tolerate Krishna from Krishna, which is what attachment is. To the attachment, greater the separation. My last thread of hope, Krishna is always compassionate to his friends and relatives. Actually brave, simple for how strongly he's attached to the yadas. Now we're going in the transition. Because the next level of intimate love are the relatives of Krishna in Dwarka, the Yadu dynasty. He's saying, whatever hope I have, I'll be compassionate and come back. That hope is broken. Bhakti so attached to the Pandavas, relatives. And from his standpoint, he's much more attached to them. And can't compete for this love. And now what will happen, Kunti and the Pandavas being successful in accepting the love, my phone is going to go out. I have to shift to the next room. Plug it in. Bear with me. Therefore, see the divine Yadavas of associates who burst in a vast, unequal ocean of joy. My Lord Narada, you know very well how great they are. What can I tell you about their glories? Narada had visited there, so he didn't have experienced it. And in case Narada suggests, well, I can just appreciate. I want to stay with you. I can derive enough satisfaction simply by hearing the out of this. Even so, satisfied by hearing, yeah, and seeing everything, love, ecstasy will. Go there. Again, this is a similar pattern. I don't know how much I could extract out of these purports. It's the same points we've discussed again and again are being brought. That must mean that they're essential. This point can't be stressed enough that advanced Vaishnava stay in the center. Rather be the seer, rather be the seen. Seer means the enjoyer. You'd rather be the seen. Rather be the object of someone else's enjoyment. Be the subject of someone. No, it's a focus. This is what the means. He means the desire in his heart is based on the pleasure of others, based on the worship of God, the service of the season, the action to a bereft of just not self-centered. And that position on the periphery, being enjoyed or to serve others, is a platform where someone can experience love. And because that's real pleasure, a devotee never wants them. A frequent theme of Red Bhagavad. And it's the direction that we have to. The statement that Bhurjan made that's so relevant. Want to see what your level of advancement is, see what you're wanting at any part of the day and where you're standing at that part of the day. Are you trying to satisfy your own desire, or are you thinking about the needs? And those are the people who respect most. Are sacrificing others, their wealth, desire of others, not just physically moved, consciousness. That's ultimately what it is. Pleasure. Pleasure of another. That's how Jiva Goswami defines actual happiness. True happiness. Real happiness can only come in joy from happiness. Why is the faux part is selfishness rather than these are the great various reasons I'm gonna have to stop now. Nick, open that door on the outside. Should be here any day. Actually, stay in the hall, and if he comes, just tell him that Marge is. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, you know, your syllables have cut out. So when you said that Jiva Goswami said that happiness was what?
Happiness is the happiness of another.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That is happiness. Happiness of someone else. Basically, that's how he defines happiness. Real, true happiness is love. Mm-hmm. Love means
oh boy, the syllables cut out again. Love means.
Think if everybody else had the problem.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you.
Maharaj, I didn't hear you either.
Was it so bad the whole time?
It wasn't
no,
good.
It came in fits and starts. I mean, occasionally it was good or bad.
Okay, you know, I probably can't do much, but if people tell me, sometimes I can change the setting on the phone. Maybe the question and answer mode. I don't know. I didn't see it. Anyway, the definition of happiness given by Jiva Goswami is the pleasure one gets and love it. Their happiness is your happiness. And really, he's talking about God. It's a relationship to God. Any other questions? Okay, a few friendly voices to say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Thank you so much, Amir.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for class.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
I'm Harry Balmars. Thanks a lot for the class
thank
today.
Thank you for class.
Thank you. That's our beloved Indrani.
My beloved Indrani.
Hard to hear from me, but I guess we're just having a bad connection.
It wasn't too bad. Maybe one or two words of a sentence, but the message was very clear. And of course, the subject of Queen Kunti is very clear in itself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello? Just hearing and then.
Well, thanks so much for the class, Marsh.
Mooney?
Yeah.
That Mooney?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Yeah, it's been a week of a lot of it's really nice today that we had the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Shastra. Hey, Bo.
See you in a few days.
There's so many wonderful. So many wonderful people coming to Mayapur, coming to Puri.
Hi.
I mean, I keep on meeting different people that I know that they're going. And so we'll have a nice crowd there. We'll manage nicely.
Hi.
Okay, anybody else like to say hello? Thank you. Thank you so much. Very good. Okay, look, today, I guess it's Ekadasi there, but I'm at the end of the Ekadasi. We did some fasting. Nice, and we did a japa meditation with so many devotees. Such nice kirtans and I'm seeing the community. There's such a, there's a vibe. It's an opulence, which I'm fortunate to partake in for a couple of weeks here. But rich community, you know, souls, bonding together in Krishna Katha. It's very wonderful. Okay, thank you so much, all, and I'll see you either next Wednesday or next Sunday. Thank you.